Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled Honesty.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And I'm using the New Revised Jerusalem Bible. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete. Amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one dot, not one little stroke will pass from the law until everything is achieved. Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who keeps them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. My father had a strong influence over me, and I remember the things he taught me and the way he was described by others. He was a building contractor and built suburban houses in Melbourne, Australia. Generally, he would build a house and then sell it, hopefully soon after it was built. But since he wasn't wealthy, he would need to borrow money so that he could begin the next one. When he died, his bank manager, now retired, phoned my mother and told her that Dad was the most honest man he had ever dealt with. Mum was very proud of that phone call. I think our whole family still basks in his glory. We call people scrupulously honest, something missing in today's society. I entered religious life and discovered another attitude towards scruples. People who were scrupulous in a small-minded way. I had a great friend, Father John, who taught me something else. We need to be people of principle, not legalistic. We need to be people who can discern when a rule doesn't apply. He made a lot of sense. We were both teachers, he was a school principal, and knew about no talking and no fighting. But there were times when you needed to talk, even to fight. A boy challenging a bully was good. A boy bullying was not. And that is the type of honesty I try to teach. Being people of principle. It makes a lot of sense. If we take Jesus' words today, I think that is what he was talking about. Be people of principle. There is no substitute.